Welcome to the podcast of Life Change Church, where we exist to love people to life change. We hope that this podcast is both challenging and encouraging to you. Enjoy the message.
Well, hey, you may be seated. We're going to jump in real fast today, but before we jump in, I'm going to talk a little bit about what we're jumping into. So we are jumping into baptisms, and literally there's some people that will go into the water, but I want to just share a little bit about what baptism is and kind of what it means. But before we do that, I do want to remind you of a couple things going on tonight. There still is student life, so if you are a student here between grades 6 and 12, you guys can show up for student life tonight at 5 p.m. at the church building. So that's between 6 and 12, ages grades 6 and 12, church building tonight, 6 p.m. And then also coming up, life groups. We do life groups because we believe in community, obviously. Look around, this is just an amazing community, and one way to keep that thriving is to go with life groups. And life groups are going to be coming back full force in September. But if you are interested in leading a group, or you have led a group, or you are a leader, there's a mandatory meeting August 13th at 6 p.m. at the church as well. And then next week, we're actually, the GO group is in charge of helping an apartment complex, and we're handing out school supplies to about 50, over 50 kids in an apartment complex local here. So there's still time to donate some supplies at the church. And then if you want to be a part of that, you can show up next week and ask for Missy Bonham, as she's leading that group. That's next Sunday afternoon. But those are some things going on. But I'm pumped today because this is a day we've been talking about for at least a month, right? Velvet, life change at Velvet, and baptisms. So we're going to talk a little bit about this, because what we've been doing is, this is kind of the continuation of a series that we've been in entitled Stories. And we've been hearing these incredible stories of all these people and how God's done some amazing things in their lives. We've heard some stories about people within the church, then we've heard some stories about people even in the Bible as well. And today is really a continuation of that, because we have 10 people today who are sharing their legacy, who are sharing their story of faith. They're sharing their story of faith through baptisms and the fact that they made a decision to follow Jesus. And really, through this series, this is what we've learned. We've learned that faith unlocks a legacy. So what happens in the river today is really, it's a personal decision that's going to be an outward sign, but really it's a statement that they want to make a legacy of faith. And this truth comes from Hebrews chapter 11, verses 1 through 2, which says this. It says, faith means being sure of the things we hope for and knowing that something is real, even if we do not see it. Faith is the reason we remember great people who lived in the past. And if you look at Hebrews chapter 11, it's this list, this long list of all these incredible heroes in the Bible, all these incredible stories of people that you would think would be giants of faith. And the reason we are hearing about them is because of their faith. And today, we're going to see some people as well that are going to make a decision through baptism, through the fact that they're doing that, and making a decision that they want to leave a legacy, and they're sharing their faith, going public with that. So let's look real quick at what baptism is before we kind of head over that way and see that. But what baptism is an outward sign of an inward commitment. For those of you that are married, that outward sign is probably your ring, right? This is an outward sign of an inward commitment that I made to my wife. So, I made this commitment to her, then I put this on my finger to remind myself that I made the commitment to her. Again, this ring isn't my commitment to her. This ring isn't my love to her. This ring isn't my marriage to her, but it's the symbol. It's an outward symbol that everybody can look at and say, you know what? I've decided, I've made a commitment to love my wife for the rest of my life. Listen, like, even when I got this ring, like, I went to Overstock.com and, like, I looked for the best ring on Overstock.com, right? Because it's a symbol of that. Again, I actually did go to Overstock.com. We went to Cubert Zirconia for hers, though. It's fine. So a little bit step up. But that's what baptism is. It's that outward sign of the inward commitment. And that's what we're going to do. Today we're going to celebrate those who made that inward commitment with the outward sign. It's a concrete event for them to look back on. They can look at that. Now, in the Old Testament, the outward sign of the inward commitment was circumcision. So all you guys here, I'm just going to say we are thankful for baptisms. And then I will say that if we did do a circumcision ceremony, we would not be having a picnic afterwards. It would be a little weird. So that's one of the reasons we do baptisms, too. And what baptism does, it illustrates Jesus' death. It illustrates his burial, but not only that, more importantly, it illustrates his resurrection. It illustrates the fact that Jesus died for each and every one of us. But he didn't just remain dead. He rose again to give us new life. And it shows that when we made a decision to follow Jesus, when we have this relationship with him, our old self is buried. And then we come up new with Jesus. We're raised up new because of our relationship with Christ. So baptism really is this. It's an illustration of our new life as a Christian. Yeah, we still may have some struggles. We still may not be perfect, but we can know that we are forgiven because of what Jesus did for us. And we can have that concrete evidence, something to look back on, that we went public saying, I have made a decision. And Romans 6:4 says this. It says, when we were baptized, we were buried with Christ and shared his death. So just as Christ was raised from the dead by the wonderful power of the Father, we also can live a new life. That's why we celebrate baptisms, because we can live a new life. And in just a moment, we're going to go over there, and everybody's going to go on that hill right there, and we are going to celebrate like nothing else. Like at Life Change Church, we celebrate baptisms big time. Like, I mean, we scream till like it hurts other people's ears, because we celebrate those who are made new with Christ. We celebrate those who are going public, sharing what Jesus did for them. So that's why we do baptisms. And another reason is because we want to follow the example of Jesus as well. Before Jesus even started his ministry, he was actually baptized. And not only did he get baptized to set the example, but he even commanded it to us as well. The Great Commission in Matthew 28:19-20 says this. It says, therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I've commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. So we get baptized to celebrate Jesus in our lives and to follow his example and to obey his commandment. And in fact, if you look throughout the Old Testament and you look throughout the New Testament, you see that baptism is the very first step of obedience and following Christ. It's the very first step in obedience. I think too many times people put off baptism or don't think it's necessarily a big deal because they think they have to be perfect before they do that, right? But the truth is, if we have a desire to follow Jesus, if we've committed our life to Jesus, we need to take that first step of obedience. We need to take that first step, and there's really no other reason even to wait to get baptized. Throughout the Bible, again in the New Testament, you see people get baptized right away. In Acts chapter 2, verses 41, it says, then those people who accepted what Peter said were baptized, and about 3,000 people were added to the number of believers that day. They believed, and then they were baptized. A lot of people say, hey, what do I do? How do I become a Christian? What do I do to walk this out, right? You commit your life to Christ, and then your next step, that step of obedience, that first step of obedience is baptism. And we've got some incredible, really just the incredible honor to watch these people take this step of obedience in your life. Every person has believed should be baptized as well. There's nothing really that we can do, but it's all that Christ has done for us, and it's a celebration of that. So today we're going to celebrate baptisms. I'm not going to talk too long. In fact, I'm almost done. But before we go, I want to just celebrate with those who are making this commitment. And I want to have them share a little bit about why they're getting baptized today.
I'm deciding to be baptized because I want to follow Jesus.
Yeah. Son and the Holy Spirit.
Hey everybody, my name is Eric. The Lord just really put it on my heart after my oldest daughter got baptized. It's like I was baptized as a very young child, but seeing her commitment and her love for Jesus made me really look back into myself, and it just to have the love that a child has for Jesus unrestricted. And just loving every ounce of your whole being, I mean, that's something we should all strive for. So I'm tired of living just for me, and I want to be as strong as my 8-year-old daughter. I mean, she can go out there and say that she loves Jesus. Her daddy should be able to do the same thing. So praise Jesus, I'm going to get dunked today. Thank you.
Eric Wolford, upon the confession of your faith in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
5. I decided to get baptized. I was baptized as a baby, and I gave my heart to Jesus a long time ago, but I've always thought it would be really special to be baptized in a river like Jesus was.
Katie Woofer, upon the confession of your faith in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
I'm a little bit older, but I was baptized when I was a child, and I always thought that was enough. But Pastor Corbin said it was not. I needed to be baptized fully, and I thought, awesome, I'm going to do it. I didn't give it a second thought. Someone once asked me, when did you start believing in Jesus? And I said, I never didn't. As a child, my dad raised me that way. I raised my kids that way. And I just want to do this today. It's going to be super awesome.
Joris North, upon the profession of your faith in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Well, I'm getting baptized because Corbin said I had to. Also, just to recommit myself, I was baptized as a teenager, so I wanted to recommit myself and get fully dunked in the river.
Courtney North, I'm professing your faith in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. I now baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Hunter Dyke, upon the confession of your faith in Jesus Christ, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
I'm getting baptized today because I've decided to follow Jesus.
Yana Fries, upon the confession of your faith in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Like Corbin said, I've just decided to make that outward commitment, or an outward sign, that inward commitment, and it's just decided to take my life in the direction of following Jesus, and getting pregnant and deciding to have a child has really changed the way I've thought about the whole process, and I really want to try my best to be the best person that I can and follow Jesus.
Erica Cox, upon the profession of your faith in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Good morning. Pastor Corbin said if we didn't know what to say, just look at our shirts. So I have decided. I would also like to thank everybody that came, not just my family and friends, but everybody that's here. Wow, this is huge. Never seen this many people for this. I've never been baptized, so this is a whole new thing for me. But it's an awesome church, and I'm so happy to be a member of this church. Or not a member, what did you say?
We call it partners, right?
I knew it, Chris, myself. But, so I'm going to give a little story, no, I'm just kidding. So that's all I have to say. I'm very, truly blessed, and can't wait, so thank you.
Lynn Penrose, upon the confession of your faith in Jesus Christ, as your Lord and Savior, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Hi, I'm Kenna. Well, I was 9 or 10 years old when I decided to accept Christ into my life, so I probably should have been baptized by now. But every time I would think about getting baptized, it just seemed like this super serious, scary thing, so I borderline avoided it. And then probably a year ago, I was like, you know what, I really want to get baptized in the river. So I went to Corbin, and I told him, I said, I want to get baptized in the river. I said, will you baptize me? And he got super excited because he knew that I was nervous about it. He's like, yeah, I will. We're doing baptisms in a few weeks in the river. I'll sign you up. And I was like, well, I thought maybe it could just be you and I and Chandler and my family. And he told me no. He said that just kind of defeats the whole purpose. So I just feel like it's time. I've waited too long. And the second reason is because Chandler and I are getting married. I don't want to take everything he's about to say. But Taylor and I are getting married in October, and I just feel like not only do I want to be obedient and be who God's called me to be as an individual, but I just really want to make sure that I'm entering this marriage, like being the wife that I'm called to be. So.
Jenna Bergethin, on the confession of your faith in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Woo!
I sat in the front so I didn't see how many people there were until now. But just like what she said, it's getting married in October was really kind of changed my thought of I need to be better. And I got baptized when I was 9 or 10, something like that, and 22 now. So a lot of stuff has happened between 9 and 22 that needs to be redone, basically. So kind of first one didn't take, so we're going to try again here. So that's what I decided. So I want to be as good as I can be. So thank you.
Taylor Cook, upon the confession of your faith in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Woo! Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much. God, we thank you for who you are, God. We thank you for each one of these people up here, God, that are going public today, sharing what you've done for them. We thank you for them taking that first step of obedience and making the outward sign of an inward commitment, God. And we just praise you for that, and we give you all the glory. And God, right now, with everybody's eyes closed and heads bowed, maybe there's somebody here today that doesn't know Christ and wants to know Christ and wants to make that commitment to accept the fact that you died on a cross, Jesus, for us. You forgive our sins because of what you've done, because you didn't stay dead, but instead you rose again. And there's somebody here today, and that's them. They've never made a decision to follow Christ, but they want to right now. Or maybe they have made that decision, but they walked away, and they want to make that decision again. I just want you simply, with everybody's eyes closed and heads bowed, just to raise your hand. Boy, see that hand. Cool. See those hands? Good. So I'm just going to pray over you guys, and you guys can just simply, God, repeat this prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for sending your Son, for dying on a cross for me. I accept Him as my Savior and commit my life to Him. Forgive me of my sins and help me walk away from each of them. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to the Life Change Church podcast. If you are here today and you are listening and you made a decision to follow Christ, we would love to hear about it. Or maybe you're here and you're listening and that God is asking you to make the next step with whatever that it is in your life. We would love to hear about it and partner up with you. If you would, go to www.mylifechangechurch.com, and under the media section, please fill out the contact us information and let us know if you made a decision to follow Christ. Let us know what God is asking of you. And if you need prayer, we would love to partner up with you in prayer as well. We hope that you enjoyed the podcast and that it both encouraged and challenged you. Have a great week.